Welcome to this latest edition of the Real Deal Podcast and host, the Real Gerald Quinn. As I episode 896, it is 896. It was a mathematical error on my part, but I had myself ahead one episode and I actually recorded. So apologies to all my math teachers over the course of my lifetime. It's not your fault. It's all me on that one. But this is episode 896. We continue to look back at seasons 1 through 3 on the epic series Snowfall. This was, of course, episode 4, Trauma. We see the fallout of some decisions that were made by some of our lead characters, in particular, Gustavo, Lucy, and Pedro, and also, of course, Franklin as well. Before we get into all of that, themes for this episode: this isn't for everyone. That was a quote that came from Abby Drexler at the end of the episode. And this is a quote that kind of stood, that kind of resonated throughout the course of the episode. We saw two characters who, frankly, right now, this is not for them. And one of them has a choice, and one of them did not. We'll talk more about that, especially with the deep dive with the character Pedro. This episode, but before we get into the deep dive, this is probably, I would say, one of the weaker episodes that I remember, to be perfectly honest with you. And I've been, again, loved the show, all 6 seasons. There was no weak season. And there are no episodes that I can remember that really stood out to me that I just said, nah, this wasn't it. You can go over the course. I don't care how great the show is. There's going to be a couple of episodes that kind of like, not so much bad, but kind of like, okay, we're using this episode to get to take us to a point to where it's going to be some payoff. I mean, you could, season one of The Wire, you could do a couple of episodes, but those episodes, you know, when you went back and look, when they aged, but those episodes aged well. That was the difference. And that's why The Wire is The Wire. This episode did not age well. And I read, you know, going back, I remember this particular episode because it's, again, the Carvel episode where they, you know, obviously kill Carvel and some, you know, some big things happened in this particular episode. So it wasn't the episode that was just boring. This episode just didn't hit. And it was kind of, maybe some of the stuff that with Teddy wasn't very clear in terms of what was going on with that. But for whatever reason, this episode, I look back now, I watched the episode, and this probably was one of the weaker episodes that I can remember. Now, a weak episode of Snowfall is probably better than 70% of most good episodes of other television that's very good. That's how great the show was. But I would have to say that this was not a very good episode. And looking back on it and watching it and rewatching it and rewatching it, still, you know, it has some enjoyable parts. But and then when you go back and read some of the stuff about this episode, they say then it makes sense. Like, hey, this in terms of some of the plot lines and some of the things that they, especially with the there were a lot of problems with the direction that they were going in as far as Teddy's storyline and part of people. And people, a lot of reviews were saying about this episode that it, you know, that the first 3 episodes, there was a sense that this episode could not hide the flaws, that the flaws of the first 3 episodes were kind of exposed in this particular episode. Again, I thought it was a weak episode. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't unwatchable. But it, considering what level this show got to throughout the course of the 6 seasons, this probably was one of the worst episodes if you were ranking Snowfall episodes. Going to the deep dive, Pedro, the character Pedro, who is, of course, Lucille's brother, he had a rough episode. Now, again, this actor, the guy that plays Pedro, was phenomenal, but had a rough episode. He was all over the place. He was unhinged to say the least. You know, he's doing dumb shit like shooting a possum, mistaking it for a rat when they had a dead body in the trunk and they have cocaine, and Lucille calls him out. We find out some stuff that we find out what happened, what transpired with Lucille earlier, or, you know, earlier during, which we didn't see with the killing of Enrique. All that was clearly off screen. We saw the first scene of this episode where we see the aftermath of them, of Pedro, of Gustavo, Lucia and Pedro killing Enrique. Of course, one of the bodyguards and one of the hitmen of Romero, of the villain wave of family. To, of course, they want to take Romero off the, get Romero off the asses and make it seem like Pedro, or excuse me, make it seem like Enrique was the one who took the money. But Pedro was all over the place, poked up, paranoid. He goes out there and he was talking to Gustavo in front of Lucille and almost whispering, as if I'm not sure that she heard what he said, but she wasn't within that. She wasn't that. It's not like she had left the house. They were in a safe house for the majority of the episode. And, you know, instead of just being patient, you know, Pedro, again, is just all over the place. And it wasn't just because of the coke. What we come to find out is, and but we kind of saw some breadcrumbs with this through the first couple of episodes, is the fact that Pedro really is not built for this life. He's not built for this life, but he had no choice because he was born into it. Unlike Franklin, who made a choice, Pedro had no choice. So, you know, he's a part of the villain away of family. He's part of the cartel. He's part of that, a part of all of that. But unlike Lucille, he is not built for it. And he's clearly not been. It was evident more so in this episode than any of the previous three episodes that he's not built for it. We'll see a scene later on in this episode where, you know, Lucille gets in his ass for how he handled himself with Enrique and that whole situation. And we kind of, you know, like I said, you kind of saw some breadcrumbs throughout the first three episodes. It wasn't evident, but you kind of saw, you know, Lucille as the one who was had a more of a criminal, more of a cartel type mindset, more of somebody who, you know, was in control and knew what they were doing, versus Pedro, who kind of seems, you know, who kind of just seems like he's just a part of the family because he was born into the family. I got some D'Angelo Barksdale vibes from Pedro, to be honest with you. Like D'Angelo, we'll see it as the series plays along. You know, we'll see more. We'll see Pedro's character and how it plays out from that standpoint as a series, as we go along and continues with in the first couple seasons. As we continue following the show, but I got some D'Angelo Barksdale vibes from Pedro from the standpoint of just someone who just did not belong in this world. And he, again, the actor in this episode was brilliant. He doesn't look comfortable at all. He's, even besides doing the coke, he is super paranoid. Just again, the shooting of the possum was just insane. Like it was absolutely just insane, considering what is at stake for them. And you know, they have a dead body, and they have a dead body in the trunk and cocaine in the house, with cocaine. It's like you're supposed to be laying low. You're supposed to be doing the epitome of laying low, and until nightfall. But Pedro, again, the paranoia, the guilt, the just someone who's just not seemingly good in adverse situations kind of came out during this particular episode. Best scenes, Lucia, Pedro, Gustavo. I don't know why I put Gustavo and Oso. they're actually the same person, Gustavo and Oso. But so this was, I love this opening scene. It shows you, because we know that they killed Enrique, right? So they were successful at killing Enrique, but we don't at that point, at this point, we don't know quite how it went down. So we know they killed Enrique. We know they were successful from that standpoint, but there's still some underneath tension between the three of these characters, especially with Pedro and Lucia, that we will end up finding out about. But this was brilliant, because we're going to see a number of fights and killings over the course of this series. I think not showing the actual murder and not showing, how it went down actually was beneficial for this particular scene. And the actors, again, all of them brought it as far as their facial expressions. And, you see Pedro, like I said, unhinged. You see Lucille angry. And you see also basically has the same face almost every scene. And that's it. And then shout out to the actor. I'm not knocking the actor, but also kind of is like stone face, not too hot, not too cold, kind of like, always kind of like medium as far as his emotions. Rarely you see also, unless he's, rarely have we seen also in these first couple of episodes not have like that same facial expression unless he's again in a fight or unless he gets considerably angry. But during this particular scene, all those three characters seem to be in three different places as far as what they were feeling, despite again being successful at killing the hitman Enrique. Brilliant scene. Excellent way to open. It was an excellent way to open up the episode. Lucia and Pedro. This is when Lucia calls out Pedro for freezing up. So during the killing of Enrique, at one point, Gustavo must have got knocked out by Enrique for a couple of minutes or whatever, and Enrique is choking Lucia. Pedro has a knife. Did have a knife, and she accuses Pedro of freezing up while Enrique was choking him. And Gustavo, she mentions that Gustavo wakes up and saves her and ends up killing Enrique killing Enrique, in essence, saving her life. So that, and she calls Pedro out for it, basically threatens to kill him if he, fucks up the going back to, fucks up the rest of the mission or rest of the arrangement. Or she basically coaches him on what he's going to say to his father and how he's going to conduct himself when they get out the safe house. So she at that point is in complete control. And she at that point shows you like who is calling the shots here. Like, if you didn't believe it beforehand, I think they kind of showed that. I think we kind of saw that in episode two, or in episode two and three, but in particular in episode two, she's the one that is running point here, and is the one who is in control. Throughout the course of this episode, we see why she's been hardened by life, watching her sister. They show a flashback of her watching her sister murdered by a Sicario member, as she's waiting under her bed, as she's hiding under her bed. Her sister, her seemingly older sister, is shot right in front of her. So she lost her soul, years ago, when she was a little girl. So we understand why not too much is going to shake her up. And why we get a sense of maybe why she is the way she is, and why, the kind of evilness that, and the kind of, the kind of cutthroat that she can be and how tough she is. But she calls Pedro out, she basically punks Pedro in essence. And, Pedro had no retort. It clearly was true, and he did. He acquiesced and did what he did what Lucille told him to do. Franklin, Leon, and Carvel. So they find Carvel. They have a gun. Carvel has taken the money and, in essence, you know, basically pimped out his ride with new rims and a car that he spent most of the money that we're going to assume that he spent most of the money on. He also done a lot of partying. They catch him, you know, after like the morning or afternoon after he had been partying with some women and with some of his peoples. He's knocked out. He's either drugged up or drunk, if not both. He sees Leon and Franklin, but is obviously too weak to even remotely do anything to them. He has a woman on top of on his lap, pushes her off, and tries to. I don't think he was coming after Franklin and Leon. He just gets up and just collapses immediately, and they proceed to put him in the trunk. And then we see them drive him to Avi's, and Avi's basically says, "Hey, you know, what do you want me to do with this? Go get my money, and you know, go get my money and what have you." And now they are tasked with getting rid of Carvel, and having to kill him. And as they are, you know, Carvel almost, of course, breaks through, as they're riding, Avi gives him the place to go in terms of the desert where to dig his grave. As they are making that trip, Carvel almost breaks out of the seats. He nearly breaks out of the seats and grabs Franklin. They have a chase. Franklin's able to stop the car. They have a chase. Franklin, Leon shoots him, but just wounds him, and they end up catching up with him. And it is Leon that ends up pulling the trigger, not Franklin, in terms of killing Carvel with two shots, one shot to the chest and presumably another shot to the head. I think Leon in this, like, so Franklin not, is definitely, without question, was intentional, and Franklin does not pull the trigger. Because, again, I think the writers wanted to be careful about speeding up Franklin's ascension to becoming a killer. So, again, I've mentioned this beforehand. You've heard me mention it. You'll probably hear me mention it again, especially in season one, about the baby steps that Franklin has taken into turning into, you know, the Franklin that we end up seeing. Not so much in season six, but it'll be a different Franklin that you'll see in season three and even season two. This is still baby Franklin, so to speak, and he is not yet ready to kill someone. And we'll find out that he's not ready for this completely. He's not yet ready for this game. We'll find out at the end of this episode. So, and to me, I think it was important that Leon did pull that trigger. And also, remember, at the beginning of the episode, Franklin can't even shoot. No, not to say he wouldn't be able to shoot a guy that's, you know, 6 foot, 200-pound guy, in essence, that's sitting still. But I think that, you know, that kind of him at the beginning of the episode foreshadowed that he just was not ready in terms of to pull the trigger. So as Leon earlier scene, Franklin and Leon Franklin's practice, you know, taking practice shots, and he's missing target, he's missing everything, and Leon basically chastises him, and they get into a little ruckus where Franklin gets hit with the gun, and he snaps on Leon. But that just showed you, that showed you alone that he was not ready. And Leon pulls the trigger, kills Carvel. I also think Leon wanted to, in essence, prove his loyalty. Not so much he has that over Franklin, but, you know, his loyalty towards Franklin as a friend and as somebody who's going to be in it for the long haul. That was a major step that Leon took from that standpoint. Franklin and Avi. So Franklin and Leon, we sell the car back, and Franklin also sells his bike back. So we're gonna assume that he was able to get the majority of Avi's money, as Avi did not complain when they got back to the house. Obby's entertaining a young lady who's probably, you know, a third of his age, not even half, right? Obby's or half his age, I should say, you know, 20, 25-year-old, and she's swimming naked in the pool. And she was in the earlier scene when Franklin and Leon popped up. So Franklin gets Obby his money. Obby tries to give Franklin three more keys, and Franklin was by himself. He wasn't with Leon this time, the second time. Franklin was by himself, and he basically tells Obby, "I'm out." And Obby, you know, says, "Hey, I didn't think you were gonna make it this far." You know, and basically, you know, see you around. And as Franklin leaves, and Franklin leaves Obby's place. Now again, people have a problem with, you know, him being able to walk away like that. Look, I didn't have any, I didn't have a problem with that, from that standpoint. Like, the bottom line is Obby didn't need Franklin. His debt was paid. Obby clearly didn't think Franklin was built for this. And at that moment, I don't think Franklin thought that he was built for that, built for this. So I don't, I know some of the reviews had a problem with that, saying it was too easy, too convenient, that he could just walk out the drug game like that. I didn't have a problem with that scene myself, I'll be honest with you. At that, in this particular moment, at that particular time, Franklin is not built for it. He couldn't kill Carvel. He, you know, you see him get his money taken away by Lenny and Ray Ray. We've seen him. So frankly, even though he's shown some of the, he's shown you some signs, some positive signs as far as being able to, you know, flip the money, but that was mainly, that was because of Louis. So, you know, Franklin throughout the first couple of episodes was taking his lumps, and rightfully so. And you know, Obby says, "Hey, this ain't for everybody." So I thought that out, that line was apropos for the, again, for the entire episode. As far as the Teddy, and I didn't have it on the best scenes, but I guess I could have put one of the scenes that in Nicaragua. Teddy goes to Nicaragua to get his guns, or get at least get the, you know, get his, where his guns are at with Alejandro. And basically they are able to pack up, to be able to get the coke, to get the drugs cooked, able to pack up the drugs. They find out that they have a spy in terms of like a 10-year-old boy who's used a transistor radio to for their enemies, and that their enemies have been flying over helicopters. We find out Alejandro, we find Alejandro's wife. Alejandro has a wife who's in the army, or a part of their you know, a part of their operation. She kills the young boy, saying that we could, and as Teddy, you know, saying, "Hey, he's just a kid." Teddy was able to recognize that the kid was asking too many questions. So Teddy was able to recognize that the boy is probably working for the other side, which explained the radio. And, you know, he was, it was a dead giveaway to Teddy because of how many questions he was asking and types of questions that he was asking Teddy. So Teddy, so again, Teddy goes down to Nicaragua, and because of the lack of help that they had to make the coke and process it, it took longer than Teddy than Teddy would want it. But that, you know, that's where they're at right now. So I can say, I mean, that, listen, that storyline, that is a very complicated and layered storyline to just toss in when you are trying to push the Damson Idris Franklin Saint, which is the main storyline. Is a very, I can see why people are frustrated at the beginning. You had to be patient with that storyline, with the CIA bringing crack or cocaine into the United States, and that whole deal. That's a very, that's just not a that is not a storyline that just has a lot of layers to it. That could be a show in itself, that storyline with Teddy. So it is something that in the beginning was I want was not was borderline vague, but it would take a it's, it will take it's going to take a while for that to process for that to process. First couple episodes is kind of like okay, it seems like we know Teddy's a part of this three story act with Franklin, Teddy, and Gustavo. He's a part of it, but right as of the first four episodes, Teddy's part of the story is probably the least. Most it had was probably the least most interesting, to be honest with you, because at that time, because we just didn't have all the information, not enough information versus Franklin, the development of his character, and versus also and seeing him being getting to possibly be a part of this cartel family. That's gonna wrap it up for this latest edition of oh, my fault almost. MVP was Pedro, the actor that played Pedro. Again, conflicted, a lack of identity, completely looks lost in this world. The actor was, I think the actor was phenomenal. The amount of guilt that he felt throughout the course of this episode, the amount of just guilt, embarrassment, feeling best, basically feeling less than a criminal. And that's what, in essence, he felt like. That's very insecure, very just came off as insecure, weak. And, I thought the actor played it to a played that up to a T. So Pedro is the MVP of the episode. That's gonna wrap it up for this latest edition of the Real Deal Podcast. I will see you next time. Have a great rest of your evening.